As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Psalms 42, 1 and 2. This is a psalm about yearning for God, even in the midst of distress, and especially in the midst of distress. A deer seeks water after being chased by a predator. It cries for water knowing that its survival depends solely on it. And when it finds water, it drinks deeply from the water. When the deer drinks deeply, it is refreshed and full of life. But without the water, being starved of water, the deer dies off. Now thirst is a strong desire for the quenching waters of relief. And the amazing thing about thirst is you can only drink as much as you thirst. You can't drink more than you thirst. Beloved, there is a call to go deep. There's a call to pant. There's a call to thirst for God, because it is a matter of life and death, just as it is for the deer. There is a call to come yearning and longing deeply for God, and this is a call that the Father wants every one of us to answer. The Message translation of the Bible puts it this way: I want to drink God. I want to drink God. Deep draughts of God. You know, no more small quantities, no more just taking it as it goes, no more just living the Christian life or the walk with God as it flows. No more snippets, but deep quantities of God in intimacy and fellowship with Him. A point where you take continually from the surge of living water. Deep hearing attracts deep feel. You can't be full deeply if you don't yearn deeply. How much of God are you thirsty for? One amazing story I would love to share in today's episode is a story in the Bible. It's a story of the prophet's widow in 2 Kings chapter 4. You know, the part where Elisha gave her instructions to get empty vessels. It's a very striking point. And it's very similar to what God expects from us. Well, instead of telling it as a story, I would love to read it from the Bible. 2 Kings chapter 4, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels," highlight on the empty vessels. "Don't gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured into it. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, "You know, bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is no other." So the oil ceased. Now this is the story of a woman who was in debt, and the creditors had come to carry her sons as slaves. She ran to the prophet and he gave her an instruction for multiplication. An instruction was to gather empty vessels and fill them with the oil. Just keep pouring into them with the oil she had at home. Now the oil ceased when the jars got full and there was no more room to be poured into. Like I said, it is very similar to what God expects from us. He wants us to come empty. Come empty. Release whatever has been enabling fullness in you aside Christ. What is that thing that has been keeping you full? What is that addiction? What is that pride? What is that thing that keeps you full of yourself instead of full of God? Release it and come empty. And when you come empty, He pours into you. He keeps pouring as long as you keep yearning and keep thirsting. He keeps pouring as long as you stay thirsty and in need of Him. If you don't need God, He wouldn't give you Himself. One key to attract Him is to desire. And when you desire Him, He comes. When you stop being in thirst, He stops pouring into you. God pours into us and expects us to come to a point where we are full and overflowing of Him. A point of overflowing with Him, reaching out to others. So you're not just full, but you're overflowing and reaching out to others, which makes room for more to be poured into you. Remember, the oil only stopped flowing when the jars didn't need more. How thirsty are you for God? Not just for what He gives, not for what you can gain, what He impacts, but intimacy and fellowship with Him. Do you want to carry God? How much room have you made in your life for Him? How much room are you making in your life for Him? Don't be the one too choked up in every other thing besides God. Don't be the one too busy and too full of every other thing besides God. It is not okay to wish to know God. It is not okay to just wish it. Do the work. Make room. Make room for Him. Deep. Call it unto deep. The Father's desire for you, the Father's desire for me, is for us to come to a place of deep intimacy, deep anointing, deep presence. A place so pure that every part of your being, every part of what you are, is consumed by Him. A place where the Spirit of God calls out to your own spirit. A place without limitations. A place of complete access. A place without restrictions or borders. A place where you go beyond and transcend to a realm unexplainable by words, a place of complete surrender. Now, the criteria for this level is very clear. It is to hunger and thirst for God. And just like Ezekiel, He would take you to a place of more measures, 1,000 first, 1,000 second, and another 1,000 till the waters in you rise and overflow, till the living waters in you come to overflow. Overflowing into everything connected to you, a place where healing is possible, and everything receives life because the sustaining river, the sustaining water, the living water has come. Now is the time to go beyond. Now is the time to become more, to move more, to press in more, to live more in Christ, to do more in Christ, to be more in Christ. He has called us to become like Him. Now is that time to study the Word more, to stay deeply rooted, to go deeper in Him. In the study of the Word, to go deeper. In living like Christ, to go deeper. Go beyond where you currently are. There is more that is found in Christ. There is more that is found in Christ. Don't settle for where you presently are. Don't settle for where you currently are in Him. Or for what you're currently experiencing in Him. There is more that is found in Christ. I won't stop here, and I pray that you don't. That you receive the grace to press in more. The Lord longs for us to get beyond ourselves and begin to serve Him, begin to thirst for Him as functioning, praying, Holy Spirit-filled representatives of Him on earth. Now is the time to stay worded. When I mean worded, I mean in the Word, and the Word, living Word of God. Why? What you consume, you become. Consume the Word more. Become more like Jesus. Thank you for listening to this episode. I am Oluchi Ajogu, your host for Enrich Podcast. Stay tuned and stay blessed.